and those participating in this process where we as the Aiken Design Review Board attempt to assist our residents in the downtown districts to make improvements to our neighborhoods in overlay districts and historic districts. And we appreciate your participation. We usually take a few minutes to review the minutes of our previous month's meeting, work session and meeting. And then after that, we'll have our secretary, Michaela Ingert, who will read the application. And at that point, we'll have the applicant come to the center lectern and just give your name and your address. But in the meantime, if we could, if you all would review your minutes one last time, and if someone would like to make a motion, we'll be glad to entertain that and vote.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the minutes on October the 3rd, 2017, I move that we accept them, the work session and the regular meeting.
Second.
We have a motion second to approve the minutes for October 3rd work session and the Design Review Board meeting. As presented, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, minutes are approved. And now, at this point, I would like to ask our secretary to begin by reading the first application we have this evening in the Historic Overlay District.
You have before you tonight application CERH18-008, applicants Joseph A. and Catherine J. Woodward of 219 Palatine Avenue Southwest are requesting retroactive approval for demolition of an existing 12-foot by 24-foot shed, as well as approval to construct a new 12-foot by 24-foot shed on the same concrete pad. This parcel is tax map number 105-3607-001 and is located in the RS8 district. The existing building is listed as a contributing resource.
Okay, thank you. Could we have the applicant come to the lectern and just to state your name or names and an address, please?
My name is Joseph Woodward. This is my wife, Catherine.
Okay.
And we reside at 219 Palatine Avenue Southwest.
Good. Thank you. And thank you for attending the work session. I think we got a chance to ask questions. And if you have anything more you wanted to add, you're welcome to do that. Any questions of the
I was just reading, Mr. Chairman, it might be well if they were to give a little more information about the materials, colors, and architectural details of what they're planning to do for the record.
Sure.
What we had planned on, if you look at the original, I think y'all have, there is a street view. Well, you don't see it. There's another. If you, the Google Street View actually gives you a view down to see the building in the back. The only variation in this building would be that the original had two unlit windows on the side of the door. The building would not have those windows. It would have a raised panel steel door. The original construction again was the old 4x8 Masonite siding. We're going to utilize the Dutch lap type siding and vinyl, you know, that, like we have on the house. Of course, it has been, you know, offered that you might look at even using a fiber cement type and use just a general lap siding, which is fine, you know, for us. It has its advantages.
If I may interrupt.
But everything would be color wise white. The roofing is going to be a shingle, black onyx. Actually, what we're going to do is that to re-roof the house now, and it'll be done in black onyx in an architectural type cut shingle.
If I may briefly interrupt, the picture that the applicant is referring to, where you can actually see through the carport area, is in your packet.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a more recent one, and we did discuss a little bit in the work session the material that is in the application is noted as lap side and vinyl, and I think that idea was in order to match the vinyl on the house. But I think we had some discussion that in the work session that if you all had a desire to perhaps come closer to what is the original siding underneath your current vinyl, that I'm not sure anybody here would object to that and might even encourage that for future owners, if not you.
Well, we have considered that also, and looking at if it were to be a true lap siding, that we would utilize the fiber cement type because of the added value, the fire retardancy and the insect retardancy of it.
Yeah, and durability and lawnmower rocks hitting vinyl and things like that. It would hold paint almost as good as the vinyl gets dingy looking and has to be washed. So if others have any opinion about that, it might be good to voice that. Now, we could amend the motion to allow them to change that. They'd still have the option of doing either. Or if someone wants to encourage them to do it in cement board, he's a contractor, I think he would recognize there'd be advantages to the cement board. He was, I think you're attempting to try to make it blend with your vinyl.
Correct.
And that's not so much of a concern to us, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So what did you say about changing the fiberboard? You said you have an issue or you have no issue?
I have no issue with going with fiberboard. Our intent with going with the
double
siding, flat siding was to make it symmetrical to the house. And looks and in texture and color and everything, there are more advantages to using a lap fiber cement than there is to the vinyl.
Have you checked with the boss about this?
Pardon me?
You checked with the boss about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's aware of that and everything. So.
You want to make sure we're all clear?
Yeah.
Yes. It looks like you're raising the height a little bit.
A little bit. It was just the original was actually under 8 feet. Mm-hmm.
It was, that was the peak or
what? No, the actual ceiling. It was built with, I guess, whatever materials he had, and I don't think his studs were a complete 8 foot stud at that point. So it was just under 8 feet, and what we went with, and what you'll see is what I'm looking at here is a 3 and 12 pitch will give me a very low pitch, so I'm not really increasing the peak height very much over what was originally there.
Mm-hmm.
What was originally there was about a 4, 4.5, and 12 pitch.
In the photo, and it's not clear where the door starts, but it looked like the door might be fairly close to the eave height, was the reason I was asking. And I see on your drawing you want to go to 9 foot eaves.
Yeah, it would be roughly the wall height would be in the eave because it's just going to be such a low pitch it doesn't come down. So
I got
it right at about 9 feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems appropriate.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, from my perspective, this is not a contributing piece of property here in terms of the shed. It wasn't built that long ago, and you guys are just basically repairing weather damage and storm damage and that sort of stuff. And so, I don't really have a problem with it personally.
Right. If they had come in here to ask about renovating it, we might have gotten back to the same discussion of probably it'd be easier to demolish and rebuild. The only sticking point is the fact that the DRB may... Well, not the DRB, the BZA may disagree.
Right.
So when we make the motion, we just need to
recognize that committee.
If we vote to approve, we're voting to approve with the condition that the BZA approves locating it where it was originally.
Right. And you have to have that in order to get a building permit.
Right.
So you can't get a building permit without it.
Yeah.
Right. I understand that.
But we're okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. We'll, for the record, ask if anyone else would like to speak, and I don't think we have anybody who is concerned. So we'll go ahead and have a motion, and if you'll remember the motion as it's stated.
Go ahead. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion that we approve application CERH 18-008. The following findings and conditions: the proposed shed will not negatively impact the overall current appearance of the home. The proposed shed will not detract from and or negatively impact the historic nature of the district or surrounding properties. The condition being that the applicant shall receive an approval for a variance to the rear and side setbacks from the Board of Zoning Appeals and any required building permits from the Building Inspections Department. Also, the homeowner will have the option to use a vinyl siding that matches the house or a fiber cement standard lap siding.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. Any other discussion?
Well, I had a question.
Okay.
Were we seeing vinyl or lap sock set?
Well, that's what he just said.
Yeah, but I was thinking we wanted to go ahead and say just change it to the fiberboard.
Yeah, okay, we just making it possible.
I have no problem with that.
I'll amend the motion.
That would
be
simpler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just fiber cement siding.
I like to say, I agree with that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have something?
Yeah, I think we're still on record not encouraging more vinyl, you know.
Right.
Although this is a backyard shed location, but
well, you mentioned the washing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of house to wash twice a year.
Yep, you've already done that. Yep,
twice a year.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of paint, too.
Well, I've never washed in paint,
right? I agree with you.
Still got a certain amount of paint with it,
right?
All right, any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of the motion as amended, raise your right hand. Okay, looks like you've got a go on it.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with the BZA.
Yeah.
I believe that's all our business for this evening, unless somebody has something we've not covered, and so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Your foundation, dude.